The first time we saw Tony, we were invited to kind of look at a bunch of performers, huh? And we picked her out of all the bunch. We have a couple more we're going to bring on, too. And Joan Leonardo, you work with Joan Leonardo a lot?
Yes.
She's a very dear friend of mine, you know. And I said, I want that gal for my show. And do you have plans for the future?
No, but I've been in a couple of plays.
I know, you got a lot of stage stuff, huh? I counted about 10 or 12 on your resume. I noticed I was on your resume, too. Oh, that's flattering.
You know, why don't you show everybody the picture you were holding?
Oh, yes.
I don't think they took a look at
is
that.
Is that your favorite, huh?
Scapea.
You know, you got a fine voice. You have a fine voice. I'm not joking.
I just hope some agent out there has heard her.
Don't you
and
she said,
take her. Beautiful.
You're going to go places, honey. You are. And I'm going to keep my eye on you, too. Okay? Okay, let's give her a big hand. Tony Marie Carano.
Aren't you good?
Yes.
Oh,
uh-huh.
So cute.
I'm really sorry for anyone who doesn't have pointed ears and nice sharp fangs, because I've had them all my life, and I have more fun than any kid I know.
I'd hate to look like every other child looks and have the kind of face most folks admire. With pointed ears and fangs, I may get wild looks, but I really love the comments I inspire. Is that a werewolf? People ask with apprehension. And who's that little vampire? Some folks say. A face like mine attracts so much attention. I just wish everyone was born this way. All my friends, their brothers and their sisters, should sprinkle water on their ears to make them grow. Cause with mine, when I install transistors, I can tune in programs like a radio. Yes, my fangs and ears are really my best features. With my hair combed like Count Dracula, you see. And I really pity all you other creatures who never will grow up.
Thank you very much, Eddie. I'm sure our friend appreciates the beautiful Munster philosophy in that little song. And now, Eddie, I think you'd better get back up on the chandelier and finish your homework.
Okay, Pop. Goodbye.
Goodbye, son.
You're going to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Thank you.
has some tiny fishes. Watch your peas, the Japanese are watching the garden, growing on an island around the garden. Run your fingers through the filings.
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
I'm alone at night with just your memory.
Yeah! From 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Happier than you and me. All the lights, he wants them all the light. And if you try to make what you touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. And if a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when, my love, for life is running dry, on me. If a man could be two places at one time, well, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you. If the world should stop revolving, spinning, spinning slowly, down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through,
supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Slightly creeping and whispered while he was sleeping. That fine.
love for her while under the mistletoe. And Ivy in the backyard where he does his business off guard could use a nice gazebo and a new age wedding vow. After I surge in a baby carriage, the two would start their own heritage and run away the sandy beaches of Mexico. Where they both could breathe the fresh air, fishing and lick each other's hair, the magic and the glory. I know my grammar's poor-y, a perfect love story of chewing the unicorn. Chewing the unicorn. It's a perfect love story of chewing and the unicorn.
Wo die Mäuschen sind, überall, überall. Wo die Mäuschen sind, da ist es schön. Wo ist am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Am Honolulu-Strand, im Homonuckenland. Wo ist am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Wo schöne Mädchen sind, weiß jedes Kind. Überall, überall, wo die Mäuschen sind, wo die Mäuschen sind. Überall, überall, wo die Mäuschen sind, da ist es schön. Überall, überall, wo die Mäuschen sind, wo die Mäuschen sind. Überall, überall. Und es ist am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Am Titicaca-See, im Kilimandscharo-Stee. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Wo schöne Mädchen sind, weiß jedes Kind. Überall, überall, wo die Mäuschen sind, wo die Mäuschen sind. Überall, überall. Wo die Mäuschen sind, da ist es schön. Überall, überall. Wo die Mäuschen sind, wo die Mäuschen sind. Überall, überall. Wo die Mäuschen sind, da ist es schön. Wo die Mäuschen sind, da ist es schön. Wo die Mäuschen sind, da ist es schön.